Hello, this is Parama Bandhu. Welcome to Day 13, Working with Pain and Difficult Emotions. The Buddha was asked, what is the difference between how an ordinary person and a wise person responds to pain? He replied with the analogy of the two darts. All of us experience pain, whether that is physical pain, like catching your finger in the door, or mental pain, such as when someone rejects you. This is the first dart, which we could call primary suffering. An ordinary person then gets caught up in trying to push away or avoid the pain, in blaming themselves or others, or feeling self-pity. This has the effect of making matters worse, the second dart, which we can call secondary suffering. A wise person just has the first dart. They don't get stuck in avoidance or obsessing about the pain. Instead, they mindfully accept it for what it is, without making it worse with secondary suffering. In today's meditation, we follow the breath as an anchor for the meditation. Then, whenever we notice that we are experiencing bodily pain or difficult emotions, as best we can, we try to face the pain just as it is and let go of any stories we are telling ourselves about the pain. Today's music has been composed by the Alaska Non. Begin by settling into a comfortable posture, bringing your attention onto your breath, following your breath as it moves in and out of the body. Then, whenever you notice a painful sensation, as best you can, recognizing the difference between the raw primary painful sensations and the responses of aversion towards it. Pain is emotional, noticing the difference between the raw emotion and the thoughts about it, the stories or narrative we tell ourselves about it. As best you can, allowing the primary painful sensations to be there, breathing into the sensations. If the pain is mainly emotional, there will be physical sensations associated with the emotion. Breathing into these bodily sensations with a sense of friendliness and curiosity. As best you can, letting go of the stories about the pain and opening to, feeling into the raw sensations. If the sensations are very strong, breathing onto the edge of the area where the sensations feel intense. If it's helpful, saying to yourself, "It's okay. It's already here. Let me feel it." This is Paramabandhu, wishing you a day in which you find the courage and kindness to meet your difficulties with friendliness and curiosity.